Her name is Eleanor Adams. Her age, 51. Wife of Floyd Adams of Plainfield and mother of two children, George and Barbara. Tonight, though, her family has no way of knowing, she is alone with Eddie Gein. Eddie has known her by sight for many years, though he has never spoken so much as a word to her. But on this balmy August night, driven by those desperate urges that come from someplace outside himself, like the proddings of an evil spirit, he has gone and fetched her to his remote decaying farmhouse. At the moment, she is stretched out on his soiled mattress, her features illuminated by the dingy glow of his oil lamp. Though she is surrounded by the souvenirs of Eddie's other conquest, she has no way of knowing what is about to happen to her. Eddie hovers over the bed, ogling his prize. There is something about Mrs. Adams that has always reminded him of Augusta, but the excitement welling up in him as he stares down at the woman is nothing like he ever felt for his mother. A shiver of pleasure sneaks through him as he begins to disrobe her. Mrs. Adams offers no resistance. When her waxy flesh is exposed to his view, he raises his lamp and moves it slowly down the length of her body. He has heard other men refer to women as dolls, and that is precisely how he perceives Mrs. Adams, as a doll. But only little girls play with dolls, he reflects. The thought makes him smile. Standing by the foot of the bed, he moves her legs apart and, with the lamp in one hand, bends nearer for a better look. Abruptly, he jerks back, repulsed by her smell. Mrs. Adams lies absolutely still. On a table nearby lie all of Eddie's instruments. He sets the oil lamp down, picks up one of his tools, and then, turning back to his guest, applies himself to his work. Though his excitement is so intense that it causes his hands to tremble, he proceeds at a leisurely pace. There is no need to hurry. The night has just begun, and Mrs. Adams, as Eddie knows from experience, will never be missed.